You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. O'Shea Duke Jackson recently put out a video, and I had to go and look at the article that he was covering. Men of the Manosphere, stand up, take a bow, applaud, and run a victory lap. Oh, this is about to be good. Now, the article that he covered was published on the 9th of November. Single men just don't care about sex anymore, study says. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Quote unquote. We've gone from a slutty summer, hot girl summer, anyone, to a flaccid fall. Winter's coming. According to a study published by Match today. Hold on to your butts for this one, gents. A whopping 81% of single men said sex is now less important than it was for them in pre-pandemic times. Game over, ladies. Game over. The jaw-dropping stat on lackluster libidos is thanks to a quote-unquote perfect storm of biological and societal reasons brought on by Charlie 19, according to Match's chief scientific advisors and sex researchers, Dr. Helen Fisher and Dr. Justin Garcia. You can't shut down a planet and expect people's psychology to remain the same, Fisher told The Post. Quote unquote, we all suffered. Dopamine plummeted, testosterone plummeted, sex is less important. You see, gentlemen, this right here is also the Great Reset. Why? Because let's be perfectly honest about something. The male libido was always a guaranteed bet from women and society. As long as men had the promise of the illusion of potential sex, we would keep working that plantation. Just do a little bit more. Do a little bit more, gents. Get that raise. Work harder. And a woman might find you more attractive. No. Thank you, feminism, and thank you, Charlie 19. You have both freed more men than you could ever, ever know. Women, on the other hand, it's about to be doom for them. The more sex you have, the more you want. The less sex you have, the less you want. These singles were having less sex and were under extreme stress. The two together dampened the importance of sex in their lives, she added. Now, we all know of the articles that covered the fact that so many men under 30 were not having sex at all, and that was before the pandemic. Uh-oh, Ladies, all of your backup plans have really jumped ship. So you know what this means? You're going to have to finally compete for the men that you say you want. And the men that you don't want, they're saying, yeah, you know what? Life is better when I'm not trying to pursue something that I know I'm not going to get. It's not to say that the horizontal hokey pokey is no longer on the minds of single men, but that it has taken a backseat to newfound priorities in both relationships and love, Garcia explained. Okay, let's not use the word love, because love is nothing more than extended lust. Quote unquote, it's most striking in men that they're taking a moment to value relationships and relationship context of intimate encounters more. We see the rates of casual sex are down. Only 11% of singles want to date casually, he said. More people are going back to the quote-unquote three-date rule and want to go on multiple dates before first making out or having intercourse. Now, that's very interesting. However, what's really happening is these men have decided to enact the only winning move is not to play strategy moving forward. Why? Because they know in the end, they're not going to get a good product. They're not going to get a good deal. The most that they're going to get is something that's going to be completely and totally lackluster, especially now that they've been on the carousel. No. That's because many men are now experiencing post-traumatic growth from Charlie 19 and are focused toward quote-unquote prioritizing well-being along with further emotional maturity, Fisher said. Singles are growing up. They're looking for long-term stability in a partnership. They're going to take their time and find it, and men are leading the way. Men of today, young men of today, build yourself in the present. That way, in the future, you can age gap date. And when you do, do not care about shame. Shame is still the only weapon that women in society have to play. And guess what? More men are saying they simply don't care about shame. You cannot shame a man who truly does not have it nor care about it. Much of that has come from men becoming more well-rounded, according to the research. The study found that 72% of Gen Z and 69% of millennials began taking up new hobbies during the pandemic, while 69% of Gen Z boasted that they made significant career strides. Plus, men are better at relaxing. They're getting more sleep. They're gaining self-confidence, said Fisher. They're really finding other avenues besides sex for intellectual growth. This newfound dating culture, one which sees men desiring more wholesome connections with both themselves and their partner, gives the sexperts hope. Quote unquote, what we're seeing is a global situation, Fisher said. It may lead to a few decades of relative family stability and happy marriages. Oh, you ladies of today, you have so overplayed your hand that now men finally, finally had the chance to reset our lizard brains. So guess what? A lot of you are going to be left out in the cold. And thank you, social media. You see, ladies, back in ye olden days, when you were a 304, you could go to a new town and completely clean up your image over there. However, everything on the internet is there permanently. It would seem that even one Brittany Renner is trying to clean up her image. Ha! Good luck with that. All you carousel riding females out there who put yourself out there on the internet, guess what? You're done. No man of quality is going to take you on. You will be at most practice. However, according to this study, this article, most men say that your trashed out box is not even worth it anymore. Gentlemen, do not fear shame. If you gotta rub one out to keep yourself on your purpose, do it. Ladies, let me ask you a question. Did you honestly think that men did not have an assortment of, you know, pleasure items for us? You'd be insane to not think about that. However, most men, unfortunately, fall victim to shaming. Well, you can't get a woman. You know, you ain't got no peace leave, blah, 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 blah. Which unfortunately put a lot of men into a I gotta get some to feel like a man mentality. Guess what? That's gone. More men are realizing that two things have come out of this pandemic and out of feminism as a whole. Increasing bank accounts, decreasing stress. Peace. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So the men that have gone MGTOW, the men that have gone monk, the men that have become free agents, men like us have realized we only got one life. We're not going to spend it on that hamster wheel, putting ourselves into an early grave for an ungrateful society and a bunch of ungrateful goalpost moving women. Thanks, but no thanks. So yes, men are deciding to opt out of the sexual market at breakneck speeds. And guess what? They're not apologizing for it. Oh yeah, ladies, winter is here and a lot of you are straight up doomed. It is what it is. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And there was another article on this topic, and the female writer used a word that I'm going to use here. She called it the manvolution. Or as we would say over here in the red pill space, the menaissance has finally happened. And ladies, you're going to be the most affected. And with that being said, the power for a lot of you is really about to go out. Feminism, your sexual revolution, Charlie 19, all of that's going to go out right along with it. Why? Because those events freed men. You never thought that that would happen, but it did. Oh, well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.